Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Morning. Welcome to another Gleam of Hope Saturday with Minister Kim, family and friends. I know you are so happy the sun is out. I say it's been out because when you visit us, you bring a gleam of hope. Let's get it started with us diving right into this week's topic. He did it just for you. Who am I talking about? This is the most sacred time of the year, with Resurrection Sunday being tomorrow. Tell us what you gave up for Lent and how you spent Holy Week. I'll be sure to comment while we're on air today. Go to our fan page on Facebook, The Morning Glory IVO Hope. We'll be back to bring you a gleam of hope.
Was a little too complicated. See, zero didn't satisfy me. A million didn't make me happy. That's when I learned the lesson that it's all about your perception. Hey, are you a papa or a superstar? So you act, so you feel, so you are. It ain't about the size of your car. It's about the size of a faith in your heart. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. Don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope.
In the back country of Brazil, I met a young brother that made me feel that I could accomplish anything. You see, just like me, he wanted to think he had.
Today, we are discussing the journey Jesus Christ took for us to have eternal life. Jesus was mocked, prosecuted, bruised, and shackled for our sake. This is the time of the year when I really realize the importance of seeking God's face and especially giving Him glory. He deserves it. Family, God deserves it. Just think of it this way. A father sends his only son into an environment unconducive to the norm. This son knows his purpose and still goes ahead out of obedience. This is what I believe Jesus did. He went to an unfamiliar place, which is the world. He left his cozy home where he had servants, he had the angels, amen, playing all types of harps and music and singing. And he sat right next to his father. He was in a safe place, a cozy place, a loving environment to come to be the savior, the sacrifice for you and I. I'm so glad he did it just for you and I. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends.
April 2nd, 2004, 7 p.m. Sitting here speechless, I'm still kind of in awe. My mind's frozen, my soul's closed in on what I just saw. On the big screen where big things happen, I saw like a nightmare. Some cats cried and some tried to be hard, like they didn't care.
Mommy, why'd they do that?
I heard this little girl say,
Mommy, why did they hurt me?
you'll find out someday that the lashes on your back, even though hard to see, each one paints a perfect picture of your love for me. Last one. Lord, for the night that I lied, the night my mom's cried, cause that night she found out I got high. Was for that night, instead of chilling with you, there was this chick that I got with. It was a chick I barely knew. I could go all day, son, about all the stuff that I did, like that day I was talking mad crazy about leaving my wife and my kids. Nah, I can't lie to me no more.
Our celebration of Holy Week begun as we remembered and made present the triumphal entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem to begin his final week and initiate his passion. All of the four Gospels represents this triumphal, and this triumphal started last week on Palm Sunday. If we go to the book of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, you can interpret their versions, because each of these writers have their different perspective of what took place on Palm Sunday. A celebration on last Sunday will now turn into a sad or a glorious, glorious, glorious day. But in between last Sunday and this Sunday, OMG, what Jesus went through. On Monday, according to Matthew 21, Mark 11, and Luke 19, Jesus returns to Jerusalem, and seeing shameful practices in the temple area, he cleanses the temple. Jesus is cleansing the temple. What a servant. John the Baptist, too. The gospel also records that he rebuked the unbelief of the crowds. In Mark 11:19, it records that he returns to Bethany that night. Remember, Jesus, the day before, was just being praised. Amen. There was marvel in him as he walks through the streets of Jerusalem. The next day, Jesus is back at work. Amen. He's a servant. He's cleansing the temple, cleaning it out, amen, letting the people of Israel know that there are certain things that they should not practice. There are certain things should not take place in the temple. The temple is a holy, sanctified place of worship where we meet our Lord and Savior. Isn't it like us today that when we enter God's house, we are doing all types of things, but not the godly things? We got to get our house in order, family. We got to get God's house to be represented as holy, sanctified, and it starts with us each week that we enter into our worship center. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, according to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus again returns to Jerusalem, where he is confronted by the temple leadership for what he did the day before. They question his authority. He also teaches extensively using parables and other forms. There is the parable of the vineyard that we can find in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 33 to 46, and the parable of the wedding banquet. That's also in the book of Matthew, but in chapter 22, verse 1. There's also the teaching on paying taxes, again, in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 15. and the rebuke of the Pharisees who deny the resurrection, which is in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 23. There's also the fearful prophecy about the destruction of Jerusalem if the inhabitants did not come to faith in him. He warns, Jesus warns, that not one stone will be left on another. He is working. He is teaching us how to prepare for this wonderful day we call Resurrection Sunday. For some of us who are listening, we call it Easter. But we know that this is not a pagan holiday. This is the resurrection. This is the day that Jesus Christ was risen. Isn't it just like Jesus, who knew no sin, to teach, rebuke, and show love, even in the midst of him preparing to show the world his passion on mankind, his love, which is truly unconditional. In other words, he was still about his Father's business without a doubt that he would fulfill the assignment. What do you say about this? Inbox me on Facebook, The Morning Glory, Ivy O. Hope. We'll be back right after this commercial.
Last year, me and my two girls moved to a new city, and we didn't know anyone. So my coworker told me about a community of ladies that she belongs to that literally changed her life. She was so happy. I could see it in her eyes. I knew I had to at least check it out. That's when I met some of the most loving and kind women I have ever met. Yes, I am a beauty of I Am Me University. I feel like I'm learning who I am for the first time in my life. Come find out for yourself and get to know us.
Welcome back. This is your host, Minister Kim, with my family and friends this morning, just ministering to you today as we are entering into Resurrection Sunday, which is tomorrow. I am so excited. All week has been Holy Week, and I am taking you through the journey as Jesus is prepared to go to the cross for you and I. I don't know about you, but this week they initiated as Holy Week. But I believe every day of our life should be holy. It should be a day of atonement. It should be a day of remembrance, to commemorate Jesus for what he did. Amen? What he did for you and I. Amen? He did it. He did it all. He did it all. He taught. He rebuked. He loved. He showed his passion. Are you showing passion to one another? Are you willing to make sacrifices for another? Are you willing, even with the assignment that God has given you, are you willing to still teach, rebuke, and to show compassion? Are you willing to walk in alignment with God's word? Let's continue. Thursday. This marks the beginning of the sacred, they call it Triumph, which is T-R-I-D-U-U-M, or 3 days. Earlier this day, Jesus has given instructions to his disciples on how to prepare for this most holy meal, which we know is called the Last Supper. Through the day, they made these preparations. So, can you just really right now think Jesus is preparing his last meal with his 12 disciples, these men who he chose to walk with him. Yep, I don't know about you, but I come to a realization, they didn't chose Jesus. Jesus chose them. The word of God lets us know, many are called, but few are chosen. I pray that you and I are the chosen ones. He is preparing for his last meal. I don't know what my last meal is going to look like. What is it going to be like? I don't know. You don't even know, because we don't know when the time is coming for us to go back. Amen? But I do know in between we have work to do. because Jesus, he worked, he served, he fulfilled a purpose, he fulfilled assignment. And it's time for us to fulfill our assignment. Can you believe the integrity Jesus is showing us today as we journey with him to the cross? Integrity, character, accountability, commitment, passion. If you had to sum it all up, passion, the passion that he had and still does today, right? Truth be told. Because he is our intercession. He advocates on our behalf. And then he told. In the upper room. I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. Another verse that comes to mind is, he says, anything that you need of, just ask in my name, and it shall be done. It shall be done. I don't know what you need from God. Well, I know one thing. You can get it. That's all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. And it shall be done. Family and friends, if you miss any portion of this show, please go to www.themorningglory.org to download and share with your loved ones. We'll be back with your girl, Minister Kim, family and friends, on the Morning Glory International Hope. Christ's journey to the cross, his passion for us to live eternity with him in heaven. My hope is that you understand what it took for Jesus Christ to go to the cross. This year's Resurrection Sunday is not usual, it's not as normal, but it's incredibly different for me. Hopefully it's the same for you as you and I have come to the realization that we must line ourselves up for God. We must be about our Father's business and not allow those words to be a cliche, but truly a reality. We don't have time to fool around. We don't have time to be in our pity parties. We don't even have time to doubt God anymore because Jesus did it. He did it all. for you and I. Coming up next is In Your Hood. So if you miss, again, any portion of the show, I direct you to our website, www.themorningglory.org, and also go to our fan page. I just got up to Thursday. But guess what? Friday and Saturday, because Friday, then it was Saturday, which is today. Those two journey points you will find on our page. I wanted to take you through this journey to help you understand the depths of the love that Jesus has for you and I. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, bringing you a gleam of hope. Here to In Your Hood with Minister Kim, bringing you information from the community. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Family and friends, there are so many wonderful things going on. And there are things that is going on that we don't even know about because we need you to send us the information. So you can always inbox us on Facebook by going to The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, or send us email at hope@themorningglory.org. But I do appreciate all of our lovely fans and friends who definitely submitted what was going on in their hood. This very event is actually taking place right now. This is our homegirl, our family member, Darlene A. Anderson. You've heard her here on The Morning Glory, International Voice of Hope. She has the second part to the making of our modules. I am so excited. This time, it is called Let Your Brand Shine Through, an entrepreneur conference. Where are my entrepreneurs? Where are my baby boomer entrepreneurs? Where are my entrepreneurs that said, enough is enough? I'm tired of working for Caesar, and I know that God has more inside of me. This is the place today. It started at 8 a.m., but guess what? You still have time to get to the Harvest Room. The address is 90-40 160th Street, Jamaica, New York. Yes, right. Darlene is in Jamaica. So let her know that you heard about the making of a module to Let Your Brand Shine Through an Entrepreneurs Conference. That's being taken place right now. So let her know that you heard it right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. What else is going on? I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I say that sincerely, not only because you support us and you follow us and you tell your loved ones about us, but also that you understand the importance of giving. Amen? Giving, praying, and fasting is the three things that you need to uphold to. Amen? For the remaining of this year and hopefully for the rest of your life, it will bless you tremendously. Kingdom Care Food Pantry, that takes place once a month at Kingdom Life Temple, located on 3030 Jerome Avenue, has this awesome pantry that is spearheaded by Elder Barbara Nesley. And when I say the items that we get from you and those in our church and around, Jerome Avenue, it's been a blessing for every family that has come for food that day. And it's just awesome. It's so awesome. I shared the last time how a woman who's one of our regulars came and shared her husband had a special procedure done because he had a rare form of cancer, and we ministered to her. Amen. We ministered to her. So not only are we providing nutrition for the body, but even spiritual food. So keep sending your donations. Amen. You can drop off non-parish foods always on a Wednesday between 5:30 to 7 o'clock. Amen. Then join us for Bible study. That's how it works. Amen. But we want to say thank you so much. God. Let me tell you, if you haven't gone, Universal Soul Circus is back. It's been back since March the 18th. You have, what, one more day. They're leaving us on the 5th, so which is tomorrow. If you have not, I encourage you to go. We went a couple weeks ago. My son Lamar and his fiance Janisha and Layla, my baby. I got another grandbaby. I'm so excited. They treated us, my whole family. So we all went out and had a wonderful time. It was really a great experience. Haven't been to the Soul Circus in a long time, but Universal Circus is definitely here in the Bronx. And you don't want to miss it with your loved ones. After service tomorrow, you can definitely go purchase some tickets and go there. Another awesome event that we're so excited, it was postponed on last Sunday because it was Palm Sunday. We did not do that. So our leader, amen, our First Lady of Kingdom Light Temple, First Lady Nick Cooper, which just celebrated her birthday on this Wednesday, this past Wednesday. We want to say happy birthday to you, First Lady Nick Cooper. Definitely get your walk pride gear on. It's happening the Sunday is Resurrection Sunday, Kim. Hola. It's happening on April 19th, Women's Walk Class Service. It happens every 5th Sunday of the month. So we're definitely going to be there to support. I got my walk class. Cheyenne got her walk class. Some of the little kids got their stuff. We're going to rock. We're going to do our thing. So we're going to let the devil know that we win and he definitely lose. Always remember Man Talk 101 with Inspiration Beauty, Kimberly Arrington and Vincent Kay Harris. Today at 11 a.m. There's always a double hitter on Saturday. Always remember that. You hang out with me at 9 a.m. and then you turn to Man Talk 101 with our lovely family members, Kimberly Arrington and Kim. Lee Arrington is doing some awesome things as well at IME Radio and at IME University. Let's make it happen. Let her know that you heard about IME University right here on the Morning Glory. So 11 a.m. go over to Man Talk 101. And don't forget to check out I Am Special with our family and friends on the porch. Let me tell you, marriage is something so special. This past Thursday, it was autism awareness. And what she did was had us wear blue, any shade of blue. And what we did was also light candles and, you know, let some blue balloons go just to let everyone who deals with autism as well as the family members know that we support them. So definitely you can continue to support autism. And we'll continue to talk about that throughout the rest of this month, how you can be a support. But there is something happening in Westchester, amen, on Saturday, April 18th, from the hours of 12 to 4 p.m., the PDL on 127th North Broadway is having education, vendors, and resources for families who deal with autism. They are going to have an awesome time, and I'm definitely going to be there. So if you're looking for Kim, guess what? Minister Kim is going to be at the PAL, which is 127 North Broadway in Yonkers, and then on the 18th. We'll be back. More of the Morning Glory, International Voice of Hope, with your girl, Minister Kim. Coming up next, we're going to have It's All About You immediately after this commercial. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Steve Harvey. You know, some people might say I'm a star, but to me, moms are the real stars. You know, they do so much and they show a lot of love for their kids each and every day. That's why I'm excited to partner with Coca-Cola to kick off this year's Coca-Cola Pay It Forward program, which includes the all-new Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy and a $5,000 scholarship for the winners. The Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy is an all-expense-paid 3-day experience designed to encourage high academic achievement for teens and provide school tips for moms as they support their teens' academic goals. To give your teen a chance to win this experience, hosted by Coca-Cola and me in Atlanta this summer, go to coke.com/payitforward.
about you. It's all about, it's about you. It's about you. It's all about, it's about you.
It's all about you. Right now, you're going to hear what our money experts have to say. That is Ms. Ray Jenkins about money relationships. Are you in a relationship with your money? I hope so. I'm going to start asking you for how you are spending your money. Have you made a conscious decision to have a relationship with your money?
Hey there. Welcome back to this segment of Money Authentically with Ray Jenkins. I am Ray Jenkins, and I am continuing the chat that we were having on money vision. Yeah, so I kind of left you hanging. Sorry about that. I ran out of time. But I'm back. I'm back to finish up, to, you know, continue on, to carry on, to break down this whole money vision. And so last week, just to recap really quickly, the last time we spoke, or the last time we chatted, we talked about how a money vision in relative terms is, you know, how we see money and how we want to see money. And, you know, we also said that how we see money is how we relate to money, right? Okay, so we discussed how most people relate to money and, you know, via struggle, survival, and or stress. Well, actually, it's not even and or stress. It's definitely, you know, you can't be struggling without being stressed. You can't be in survival mode without being stressed. And so it's not and or. It's definite. You know, stress is, it can be, you know, a part of the process, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Yeah, so we talked about the hardship of struggle. We talked about, you know, how you do what it takes to, you know, when you're in survival mode. And we talked about how, you know, stress, how it damages your health, how it damages your relationships. Yeah, all positive things, right? Well, no, it's not the way that God intended. Now, I will say this. We also said that the money vision that we currently have is based on the money vision that we've seen, okay? And so in fairness to those who painted the vision for us, you know, prior to us beginning to live out the nightmare, I want to say in their defense that they did what they saw. They only did what they knew. They did what they knew to do. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, in most cases, and I'm not talking about in abusive situations, because there are some, you know, super abusive situations, but I'm just talking about a normal, you know, upbringing or a little dysfunction, you know, that type of thing. Okay, so, yeah, you know, I would like to give them, you know, the benefit of the doubt and say that, you know, they probably, you know, had the best intentions in mind for you. And, you know, they didn't intentionally paint a vision of struggle, survival, and stress for you. They didn't intentionally, you know, create that vision for you so that you would, you know, kind of live that vision for yourself. And consequently, if you have children, you're kind of painting, or you are, I mean, depending on how old your children are, but, you know, if you have children, then you're probably painting that same vision for them. Well, you can absolutely change that. You can. And I say that you can, and I know that you can, because not only did I do it, not only did I do it, and I know others who've done it too, but not only did I do it, but because struggle, survival, and stress are not God's will for you. They're not God's best for you. Okay? So let's transition into what we're going to be sharing on today, and that is your source of income. Okay, so we said that in this next segment, we would talk about solutions, right? Oh, yeah, I'm all about solutions. I am solution-oriented. And, you know, because of that, sometimes I can be a little short. You know, I'm not mean to people. I'm not mean, you know, but sometimes I can be a little short, you know, because I care, you know. My way of showing that I care is helping you get out of the problem. And, you know, I'm not really there to pacify you. And then most times I'm not even necessarily there to be a friend. I'm there to be a support, to be a coach, to be a mentor, and to get you out of the problem. So, yeah, very solution-oriented. So I could not show you or point out to you all of this, the problem, and not talk to you about solutions. So one of the solutions that I want to share with you, you know, when it comes down to your money vision is, you know, your source of income. Well, before I talk to you about your source of income, let me tell you what's not your source of income. These are not sources of income for you. Although traditionally and commonly they're treated as such, but it's wrong. It's wrong. And it's wrong because it contributes to your struggle. It contributes to your survival mode. It contributes to you being stressed. So what are these contributions to struggle, survival, and stress? Well, the first source of income that is not a source of income is you. You are not a source of income for you. What do I mean by that? Well, when you rely on you and your ability and, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, if it's going to be, it's up to me. You know, if I don't do it, it won't get done. You know, those kind of things. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, I used to think that, too. And those type of things, they do have a point. And I will say this. You know, I don't teach a lofty type of concept. You know, I do have to admit that we participate. We do play a part in, you know, our solution, but we are not our solution. So, you know, it's erroneous to rely on you, to rely on your ability to your abilities where income is concerned. Okay? So I'll go a little bit deeper. And let's say the other source of income that's really not a source of income is your job or your business. They're not. They're not sources of income. Now, again, I said commonly accepted, commonly practiced, but it doesn't make it right, okay? And once again, I've done this. I totally relied on my business, totally relied on it as my source of income, but I've come to find it's not. Now, let me tell you what they are. They are resources for income. Okay, so relying on you and your ability, relying on your job or your business, relying on these things, rely on them in the respect that they are resources. They are not the source. Now, let me tell you what your source of income is, or should I say who? You guessed it, God. God is your source of income. I'm not trying to be spiritual and deep. I'm going to prove it to you. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. Nothing belongs to man. Everything belongs to God. It all starts with God. It all begins with God. And so he is your source of income, and you can and should rely on him, because it's his responsibility to make sure that you have income. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely his responsibility. So I'm going to have to leave you hanging once again. But we will come back and dig just a little bit deeper, because you're probably like, what is she talking about? Oh, my gosh. Like, well, I'm going to come back and back all of this stuff up that I'm sharing with you. But obviously, we got to do it progressively and in steps. Well, again, Ray Jenkins of Money Authentically, check it out here. And if you and you and you can definitely join me on Facebook. You know, Facebook, Money Authentically is my fan page on Facebook. You can join me there, and you can hear and see, you know, how I rant about money and money visions and all that good stuff there. But until then, I will catch you in our next segment. So long for now.
Wow, family friends, that was deep. That was deep. That was deep. Our money relationship expert, Ray Jenkins, you're the bomb. You rock. We thank you. We thank you for pouring into us. And I pray that we are all taking this advice serious and having fun with it. We're not done yet. It's all about you. We shall be back with, guess what? Relationship 101 with Inspirational Beauty, Kimberly Arrington and Vincent K. Harris. You're going to like this one. This one. It's all about how to bring balance to your home. That's right. Got to have balance in the home, because if not, it's going to be chaotic, jacked up. They always say, when I came up, oh, they live in a dysfunctional household. Basically, there was no balance. There was no head, and there was no queen. Amen? The queen is the women. Amen? There was no one really, really committed to submitting. You do not always have to respond. Remember that. Guess what? I'm not the relationship expert, but I do have some kind of inkling that we need to balance it. We need balance in our homes. Amen? Our children need to be in an environment where there's balance. And so do you and I. Adults do too. Hey, I don't know everything, so let's leave it over to the experts. Let's hear what Kimberly Arrington and Vince has to say.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah, it's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby? Okay.
Talk to everyone out there about how to really keep your home balanced, as well as balancing your bank account or making sure your money is tight. Can we do that?
Can we go ahead and you can.
All right, so since you're the man of the house, we're going to start with the man of the house.
Let's do it. It's important that we as men, we take the lead, not from the traditional perspective, from the perspective of, anything that you're asking your family members to do, make sure you're the first one to do those things, right? And I believe when we take the lead in that particular way, showing by example, I believe it not only introduces something in a different way. You know, you're not yelling, you're not necessarily talking about it, you're actually doing it first, then explaining, you know, the importance of why you're doing a particular act. It goes a long way with your spouse, with your children, in that they see that, you know what, Dad is on point. You know, Dad is really, really trying to teach us the right things that's working in his life to make our family unit a success. So we need to fall in tow, if you will, to his example. So initially, set the example, and the one that I used last week was a way to apologize. First, say I apologize. Secondly, let them know why you're apologizing. You know, be specific. Hey, listen, Kimberly, I apologize for stepping on your foot. Then the third step to that is make sure you let that person know the steps that you're going to take to make sure that it doesn't happen again. You know, maybe two or three steps, if not more, are the things that you're going to do to improve, to get better. It goes a long way.
It does go a long way, and we need that. You know, so often we are told to just follow the leader, you know, but there's no explanation and there's no worthiness. I really believe, Vincent, and you let me know if I'm wrong or right on this, but with leading comes responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
And men, you're out there, you're natural born leaders, but understand that when you're leading, you're responsible for those that are following you. Woo,
that's
I
right.
like that. I'm patting myself on the back, brother.
Okay. You should.
I love that. I love that tip. And that's why you're on Man Talk 101. That's why you're the man of the house, because you are actually giving sound advice. And, gentlemen, we know that sometimes you have questions because you didn't maybe have an example, or you feel like the example that you did have didn't really help you out. So, you know, go ahead and follow VK. Can they do that, VK? We're going to tell them.
Yes, they can.
We're going to make sure we're going to tell them how to follow you. How about that?
Yes, great.
coming up later in the show. I want to go ahead, if I can, also give a little bit of what I think can bring balance to the home. It's going to be a little unorthodox, but can I do it?
Sure.
Absolutely. I'm thinking, now, I got this from Russell Simmons. We all know Mr. Russell Simmons, right? And he is a big proponent of that, of meditation. And, you know, you men have so much stress, right? And you harbor a lot of that stress. And so one of the things that I've gotten from Russell Simmons outside of his business acumen is that of meditation. You know, he's been a practicing meditator. I don't know what you call it, but he's been practicing the art of meditation for almost 18, 20 years. And the reason I like this is because meditation puts stress in perspective, right? And that sounds crazy. It puts stress in perspective. Well, we all have stress, right? So we need to know how to manage it. It also brings clarity, and I think that can help balance you, gentlemen, because when you have clarity, you are able to see the same situation but with a brand-new pair of eyes. What do you think about that? And so, yes, let me let you give your opinion on that.
Well, to me, whether you're meditating or whether you're praying or whether you're going to exercise, regardless, I think what you're saying is we need an outlet to deal with the stress that we incur, not only from our jobs, from society, but even down to the things that we want to accomplish in our own lives, so that as a byproduct, we don't take out that stress in a negative way onto our family members, and it keeps the home at a peaceful level. I think that's what you're saying, correct?
Absolutely. That's okay. Exactly what I'm saying. You know, it allows you to calm yourselves, and gentlemen, you really need to sometimes, you know, okay, I'll just put it this way. Women, don't get upset, but I'm going to throw us out there for 1 second. Everyone knows that we can be emotional, and we can go from 5 to 6 to 7 emotions in one day. And you gentlemen tend to maybe vacillate with maybe 1 or 2 emotions, sometimes 3, okay? So instead of overreacting in a situation that may cause you to become very angry, right, then meditation and prayer and things like that, that will calm you is what you need, because it puts everything into perspective. And I think that will balance or help balance you in several ways, spiritually, you know, mentally, emotionally, as well as physical. Because once anger takes place, it affects all of those areas. Did you know that most heart attacks and things like that, that gentlemen are having is because of stress? Is because men don't know how to release the stress. So meditation, prayer, guys, try that. Okay, Vince.
and you know, Kimberly, something else too. When we're explaining things to people, especially those that we love, and we're asking them to do something, I remember one of the worst answers I used to receive as a child is when I would ask the question, "Hey, well, why are we doing this? Or why should I have to do this?" And the response was, "Because I said so."
Yes.
That's not allowing a person to understand the meaning or the purpose behind what it is that you're being asked to do. So try not to make the mistake also of just saying, "Because I said so," and just leaving it there. Number one, it's not an educational point that a person can now use in other areas of their lives to improve. And then number two, it just keeps you stuck in the same place where, you know what, I'm just going to do it anyway because you haven't given me the understanding that's necessary to see it from your point of view and to improve. So try to avoid the whole "because I said so" when you're saying something to your spouse or your children or your coworkers. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You people understand it.
Right. I used to hate that when I was growing up. I know those of you who are listening, especially if you grew up in our community, our parents are good at saying because I said so. My dad had me believing I had to do things because he said so until I hit 20 years old. And then I realized, wait a minute, I ain't got to do nothing. That's right. I said, I ain't got to do nothing. That's right. This man talks 101, okay? You know, so speaking of that, you know, we're talking about balancing the home life as well as the bank account. And we're going to get more into the bank account a little bit later. But, you know, what I also think can help balance you gentlemen is learning how to keep your girlfriend or wife happy.
True.
You know, that brings balance because it brings peace. And at the end of the day, I know you gentlemen really, really, really desire peace. Okay? So women, for those of you listening, all your man really wants is peace. That's why he always says, I just want you happy, baby. Right, VK?
But so, you know what, though, Kimberly? A lot of times, though, just speaking for the men, a lot of times we get into a situation where the women expect us to know the answer to something, and we have no clue as to what's going on. I'm sure, I don't know if you used it before, but you said to a gentleman, hey, listen, well, if you know me well enough, you should already know what's going on with me. And, like, you go through those seven emotions that you talk about that may occur in a day when I'm thinking, okay, it may occur in 5 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Like, how do we better communicate the fact that we really just don't know what's going on, and there's no way that you can reasonably expect us to know unless you communicate to us and let us know.
Absolutely. Women, we have to do better with that because, you know, no matter how long someone has been with you, no one can read your mind, especially men. They're not made the same way that we are, okay? They can love us, they can appreciate us, but women, they can't read our minds, and we can't read their minds. So this is what I'm going to tell all of you gentlemen to do. When that woman is expecting you to just know what it is that she wants, I want you to look at her in her eyes. I want you to grab her hand softly and say, woman, what the hell are you talking about? I'm kidding. Oh, my goodness. Seriously.
Guys, don't try that. If you
want
to maintain your relationship, don't try that.
Okay, so that's one of my answers. But really, I do want you to look at her because, women, we're big on you giving us your full undivided attention. And I want you to look at her and say, sweetie, I don't know what it is you're asking of me, okay? I don't please tell me. And women, don't take that time to say, you should know. Or don't take that time to say, if you love me, you would know. Just tell him, okay? All right? Just tell him what it is. What do you think about that, Vincent? Did you like that? Did you like it?
I do like it. I just have one follow-up question that I know men are out there saying Vince asked it.
Okay.
So is there a certain time and place in which this should be done? Because generally speaking, this is for me personally, I don't normally, I wouldn't ask anything when there's a heated moment going on. I would just much rather say, okay, let's give it 2 or 3 minutes. Let the two of us calm down or whatever the case may be. So generally speaking, is there a certain time, place, atmosphere, et cetera, that we should ask this particular question when we really just don't understand it? Quite frankly, we don't care to really understand in many cases. We really don't.
Peace. You want peace.
You want peace. You could say, you know, I would really love for you to burn these shoes. Okay, let's burn the shoes and get back to, you know, who cares, right?
Right, right. Ladies, I hope you all hear that. And gentlemen, I know you're over there high-fiving, okay? Women, they just want peace. It's not really about, we feel they need to truly understand. And there are certain things they do need to understand. But for the most part, they're looking for peace. And peace looks like this. Baby, can you tell me what's wrong? Yes, darling. I would like to go to XYZ as opposed to XYZ. Okay, great, babe. We'll make that happen. That's how easy it should be.
Oh, that was wonderful.
I'm with you, Vince. I don't believe that, you know, I believe that timing is everything. I don't believe that we should have these conversations when we're heated. Now, of course, this is all theory. Of course, when these things happen, you know, sometimes it is when we're heated. One of us has to back down, okay? One of us has to back down. Now, every relationship is different. Every culture is different. There are some women who are a little bit more assertive than other women. And there are some men who are a little bit more, I don't want to use the word submissive because I don't want you guys inboxing me, but some of you guys are a little bit more laid back. So depending on the culture of the relationship, I would say whoever is the more laid back one, I should say, it's probably easier for you to say, you know what, I'm going to revisit this another time.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby?
You've been listening to Kim and Vince on Man Talk 101. To learn more about them and to find out how they can help you personally in business and in relationships, please follow them at InspireBeauty40 and Vince Inspires on all social media. To contact them by email, go to InspirationalBeauty40@gmail.com and VinceHarrisSpeaks@gmail.com.
Don't let me fall. Can no longer pretend. I am so glad to have you in my life. You are the greatest sacrifice. Without you, where would I be? No, I haven't been the greatest one in the world. I try hard to live by your word. I'm at the lowest, won't you see? I can't do without me. Without you, where would I be?
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Deadwood Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Awesome, awesome stuff. This is Minister Kim, and I want to thank you so much for spending this Saturday with us as we provided you with another dose of Gleam of Hope. But you know, like I know, we never ever leave a show without giving someone the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I believe if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ rose for you, amen, that means that he died and 3 days later he rose. Resurrection Sunday is tomorrow. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. You can do it right here. Right here. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, 9, and 10. I give 8, 9, and 10. There has to be necessary steps for you to take. You got to believe in your heart. You got to confess with your mouth. And one of the things that I'm going to add to that is that it is a must that you get into a Bible teaching church. You just cannot be saved and not know the Word of God, not know the importance of building that relationship. So, if you have said the sinner's prayer, and that's again believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and Lord, and He died to save you, and that you will have eternal life, you are now born again. Amen? I also add that you need to be baptized. Got to go down in the water, down in the water, and come up. And that is where you are being merged and coming up new. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. I love you, family, and I appreciate you. I don't take our time for granted. Life is precious. I want to thank all of you, especially our radio angel, executive producer, Kimon Sutters, for just being the woman, the sister, the friend that she is, for holding us down, holding me down on last week as I had to officiate a going home service for my aunt, amen, truth be told, my aunt, amen, my kids, my beautiful, handsome sons, aunt, on their father's side. We're going to miss Aunt Ellen, but we are praying for the Wilson and the Burrell families. Continue to pray. Pray for all those who are dealing with bereavement, loss of a loved one. Bereavement is real. The stages are real. Go through, but know, weep and may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Resurrection Sunday. God bless you. Until next time, there is hope. God bless.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.